Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shirim and Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Shalom. We're now in Masachet Berachot Daf Dalet Amud Aleph, and we're going to analyze the two exclusions mentioned in our Mishnah from the rule that a mincha that was nikmatz shelo lishmo is still valid but doesn't count for the owners, and that is minchat chote and minchat knaot, otherwise known as minchat sota. Chatat kariyah mebishlam minchat chote. I understand why minchat chote is out. Chatat kariyah. One of the Torah calls it a chatat. That's a minchat chote. And therefore, just like a chatat is pasur shelo lishmo, a minchat chote also. Minchat knaot menalan, but the minchat sota, why not? Tanitana coming to Rav Nachman, we're going to start with this. Minchat knaot motarad nedava. The remains of a minchat knaot go to nedava. Remains meaning if the woman set aside $100 for mincha and it only cost her $20, the other $80 go to nedava. So that's what the Tana said to Rav Nachman. Amar le shaper ka amar. Rav Nachman said, that's correct. Mazkeret avon tiba. The Torah refers to the minchat sota as mazkeret avon, something that reminds us of the sin that she may have done. Chaktak tiba otan atan lachem aseit et avon ha'eda. When Moshe speaks to Aaron about the chatat that they should have eaten, he said that Hashem gave it to you in order to bear the avon, the sin of the people, the same word avon in both places. Ma chatat motara nedava, af minchat knaot motara nedava. So the chatat and the minchat knaot both have the word avon, just like a chatat, the surplus of what you set aside for a chatat goes to nedava. Same thing here. Uch chatat, and then Rav Nachman continues. Ma chatat psula shelo lishma, just like a chatat shelo lishma is invalid, as we saw in Zvachim Aleph, and there we have a good source. Now we challenge that. Elamiata Asham Yehe Pasul Shelo Lishmo, and Asham should be invalid if brought Shelo Lishmo. Now, of course, Rabbi Eliezer believes that, but he says it for a different reason. He says because an Asham, just like a Chatat, comes Alachet. But we have a different reason that everybody should now agree, and they don't, which is Degamar Avon, avon, mechatat. After all, in the context of an asham, it says, v'nasa avono, and so that word avon. The answer is, danin avon, me avon, ve'in danin avon, no, me avon. Avon, in both places, connects, but the word avono is a little bit different. Ma'inaf kamina, who cares? Atan Rebbe Shmuel, v'shava kohen v'akohen, those two psukim, in the context of the kohen coming to the house to check out on the nigei habayit, one says Vishav, the other says Uva, and we say Zui Shiva, Zui Bia, it's referring to the same thing, which means even two words that are fundamentally different whirling the sea alike, since we know contextually they're the same. So Avono and Avon certainly should work. V'od Ligmar Avono Avono Mi Avon Nishmiat HaKol. And besides which, we do have a case where in Chatat the word Avono appears. This is in the Korban Olivio raid of Shvuat Ha'edut, V'nasa Avono, his sin. Ella, so we have to throw that out and say Kigamri Gzereshava Lamota Nadova Hudagamri. We only infer it for the purposes of Motar Nadava, the first thing that the Tana said to Rav Nachman, and not the extension of Rav Nachman pulled. We don't have Gzereshava halfway, meaning if we connect the two things, we connect it all the way. The answer is Gali Rachman Agabi Chatat Veshachat Ota L'Chatat, meaning when the Torah demands that a Chatat be Lishma and Shel Lishma is Pasul, it says ota, meaning ota lishma ksherah shelo lishma psula. Kol kochem en lishma mishal lishma ksherim. And so therefore we now know that the only korban that is invalid, besides of course the issue of the Pesach bizmano, that is invalid if done shelo lishmo, is the chatat. If that's the case, we're back to square one. Ala minchat chote minchat knaot psulin shelo lishma menalan. How do we know that our two menachot are pasul shelo lishma? The answer is, let's start with this. Chatat tamamai mishum dektiv bahi. Because in the case it says chatat hi, which means it must be as it is. So it says also about the minchat chatat, minchat chote, minchat chatat hi. Shamna mehaktiv behu. And Hashem also says Hashem, Hashem hu, Hashem, Hashem l'Hashem, at the end of the Hashem talui. The answer is hu le'achar tate murin hu dichtiv. That hu is referring to the status of the Hashem after they burned the emurin. Ketanya, while Hashem don't remember who Allah charged to etimurin, we have this several times in Zvachim. What's more, shalik to emurav kasher. And by the way, if you don't burn the emurim, you just did zrikat adam, and then the animal got lost something. then kasher, your korban is valid. So therefore, the emorin cannot be that significant. And since it's only called asham hu at that point, therefore shalosh shmo is not going to be invalid. So ve'alo hu lamali. So why do I have the word hu in the asham if it's not going to accomplish this threshold of lishma? L'chrav hu namarav. For the famous limud of Rav, asham shentach lebiyam shchatos tam. If you have an asham that now has to go grazing because the owner died, or because it's a vlad asham, or a tzurat asham, or because an asham shentkabru ba'aleha, ushchatos tam, and then somebody shechted it without any particular intent, kasher l'shum ola, it counts as an ola, because he had a shechted in tzafon, and it's nitak in lo nitak lo, only if it was already set aside, which means, let's say you did something, you're guilty of an asham, you went and designated an asham, and then the asham got lost. You got another one, and then you found the first one. So only after you bring one of them, the other one is now nitak l'riya. Why? Amakrahu ba'ayato yeho. The asham remains an asham until nitak l'riya. How do I know it remains an asham? And therefore, if you shecht it, it's an invalid as an ola at that point because of who? Okay. Now we're going to begin a sugya, which will take us from here and through the next podcast all the way to the next mishnah, which is invoked because of its possible inclusion in the list of exclusions of our mishnah. Amarav minchata omer shekmatza shelo lishma. Remember, on the second day of Pesach, we bring a korban of barley, which is minchata omer. And if you did the kmitzah, you do the kmitzah of the omer, omer's worth of barley on the mizbeach, and then the kohanim eat the rest. If you did shelo lishma, psula. Why? Ho'il uvat lahatir, because the whole purpose of the omer is in order to be mater chadash, in order to allow us to eat the new grain, and ho'il uvat velohitira, since this korban cannot be mater the new grain because it wasn't done properly. Therefore, it's also pasul. In other words, it didn't do its function. Form ends up, consequence follows function. So since the function wasn't successful, the consequence of it is that it's invalid. Chenata omer bi'asham nazir uva'asham metzorah. The same thing applies to an asham nazir and asham metzorah, because if they're done shelo lishmo, even though normally an asham shelo lishmo is valid, here, because the whole purpose of the asham nazir is to allow him to now cut his hair and drink wine, etc., and the purpose of the Asham Metzorah is to allow him to eat korbanot and participate in Kodashim, and it's not successful, therefore they're pasul. All right, let's test this. Tanan, kolam menachot shenikvitzu shloishman, shirot ha-shalot ba'alim ha-shem chovah, our Mishnah. Chutz minchat chotem minchat knaot, the only two exceptions are chat chotem minchat knaot, not minchat ha-omer. Eita alit inami chutz minchat ha-omer, it should be on the list if you're right. So the answer is no, kiktani ba yachid, ba tzibur loktani. Our Mishnah is only talking about things that are brought by individuals. Tani ba biglal atzma, ba biglal zevach loktani, also only things that come independently as menachot, not things that come with a korban. Remember, there's a keves that comes with the omer. And kiktani hanach she'en kavu len zman. Our Mishnah was only talking about things that come with no set time. Hanach vol zman loktani, but our Mishnah is not talking about shtei alecha, michat omer, things that have a set time. Okay, that's one way to explain the exclusion in the Mishnah. The question is, does the application that Rav then extended it to the Asham Nazir and Asham Metzorah, does that hold up? Let's test it. The first Mishnah is Vachim, which is, just like ours, has two exceptions to the rule that Korban brought shelo lishma, offered shelo lishma, is kasher, and that's Pesach and Chatat. V'imita, but if you're right, Rav, l'itninami chutz v'asham nazir v'asham metzorah, d'vavu l'achshir v'lo ichshiru. Asham nazir v'asham metzorah should also be on that list of invalid of shelo lishmo. The answer is, kevan de'ika asham gzelot v'asham milot l'chapara atu lo psikole. Since we can't say chutz v'na chatat v'hasham, because there's some hashamot that are there in, for their own kapara, not in order to be machshir, and they are valid. They are not valid for his kapara, but they're valid korbanot, and therefore he can't just say asham. So let's test. Maishna asham nazir asham metzora. Why are asham nazir asham metzora don't work? Debao lachshir v'lo yichshiru. And debao lachapara v'lo kipru. So why don't we say that Hashem Gzeilot and Hashem Milot are also invalid? Because they came to affect Kapara, and they didn't affect the Kapara. In other words, if consequence follows function, then success at the function of Kapara, failure at that success should mean that the Korban is invalid. And indeed, it is valid. Amrav Yirmiyah, he says as follows, Matzino shechalek ha-katub ben mechaprim ben machshirin. We find that the Torah itself distinguishes between machshirin, meaning a korban that allows you to take the next step, to move to the next stage, and mechaprim, things which atone. How so? And mechaprim and machshirin. Mechaprim itpahu da'atu ba'ulu da'atu achar mita. Sometimes a mechaper could be brought posthumously for the person who died. Machshirin leitpahu da'atu achar mita. That we don't find with machshirin, because of course there's no point in bringing something that's a machshir to allow you to go to the next step when you're already dead. Let's see what the kapara issue is. The famous Mishnah in Kinim. Ha'isha she'viya chatata u'meita. If a woman brought, she was a yoledet, she brought her birds, she brought the chatat and died. Yavio yoshino lata. Then her heirs bring the ola, even though that's kapara. Kapara lachar mita. Olata u'meita le'viya yoshin chatata. Of course, if she only brought the ola, they can't bring the chatat, because chatat la'achar mita just does not exist. That's a chatat meta. Okay, matkif to Rav Yehuda, b'rei Rav Shimon Pazi. Here's a challenge to Rav Yirmiyah. Machshirin nami mila da'atu la'achar mita. We also find machshirin la'achar mita. Why? Vatnan afish ma'ot le'niziruto. This is a Mishnah in Me'ila. If you set aside money for your nizirut, and then the guy's a nazir, he set aside money for his three korbanot as a nazir when the time is up, and then he died. Lo nenin v'lo mo'alin. We're not allowed to get hanoah, but there is no me'ila, which means it's an isur d'rabbanan. Shu'in lavo kula and shlamim, because theoretically they could all come in shlamim where there'll be no me'ila. So that's why there's no me'ila. Meit v'ayula mot mustumin. Let's say he died and he had money that we just set aside for nazir, but didn't set aside which thing. Yipulin davah, they all go to them davah. Mefurashin, but if he set aside, this is for the olah, this is for the chatat, this is for the shlamim. Any money that was set aside for the chatat has to be destroyed, thrown at Yam HaMelech. And if somebody gets hanoah, it's not me'ila, but you're not allowed to get me'ila. Tmei ola yavi bahen ola umoalin bahen. So you use that and bring it as an ola, and me'ila applies. Tmei shlamim yavi man shlamim v'nechalim yom achad v'ein tunin lachem. If he set aside the money for the shlamim, you use it for shlamim, and they're eaten for one day, just like Shalmei Nazir, but there's no lechem that would come with a Nazir. Why does a Nazir bring an Olah and Shlamim? They're machshir. They allow him to hang out his hair. They allow him to drink wine. And Vaka'atu l'achamita, nonetheless, they come even after the guy died, which means that Nazir, that machshirim, just like machaprim, exist after mitah, and therefore, going back, we should say that if you're going to argue that Hashem Nazir and Hashem Metzorah are, if Dan Shal Ishmam are Psulim because they don't fulfill the function, then every Korban should be Pasul Shal Ishmo, because since it doesn't count for the guy and it's not a Kapara, and Kapara and Hechsher are now equal. The answer is, Amar Papa Hachi Kamar Virmiya. This is what Virmiya really meant to say. He said, Lomatsino Hechsher Kavua de Balacharita. Hechsher Kavua means something which is the only hechsher. Remember, when a nazir brings his three korbanot, any one of them is enough to allow him to cut his hair. So no one is the only one. The nazir hechsher she'ena kavua. That's what he means. It's a hechsher she'ena kavua. And remark, yilech alachad mishloshtan yatsa. Because if you shaved over the shlamim, or over the olah, or over the chatat, any one of them, it's valid. Okay? So we see that Rav Yirmiyah's original position really doesn't work, so we have to have a different take on it. He says, a full machaper, you could have lachar mita, but a full echsher, you couldn't have lachar mita, and therefore that's the distinction, saving Rav a little bit. But now we're going to really knock him off. Meitevei asham etzorash nishchat shlo lishmo, shlo natan midamo, gabei mehonot, areze ole le gabei mizbech, v'taut nesachim, tzech Hashem acher lahachshiro. Here we have an explicit braita that says if you brought in a Shabbat Sorah Shelo Lishmo, then it's still valid, even though, of course, he needs another Asham in order for him to be able to eat Kodashim. And that last line really strikes at Rav's point and says, even though he still needs another Korban in order to allow him to eat Kodashim and Lachshir, it still is a valid Korban, Yuvta de Rav. And that disproves Rav's position. We're going to see Reish Lakish's position and then Rav's position about the Minchat HaOmer Shenikvatzu Shlo Lishman, and that will take us to the next Mishnah in the next podcast. In the meantime, everybody should have a wonderful